I would like for you to open your Bibles with me to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. I plan to speak this morning from the first 10 verses of Psalm 19. The subject, the World Book and the Word Book. Let's begin with verse 1, Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line, their voice is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. And his goings forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. This is a psalm of David. And David, of whom the Lord said, I have found him. David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. I want to ask you 5 questions about this particular psalm of David. It's a very special psalm. And the 5 questions are these. Who would know better about the heart of God than the man who writes here, called the man after God's own heart? Who would know more about the redemptive will of God than the man of whom God said, he shall fulfill all my will? Who could tell us better about the mercy of God than the man who was raised on high? And who could lead us in the praise of the Lord better than the sweet psalmist of Israel? Would we not listen to the words of this kind of man? The man of whom God said, listen to this. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. Of the fruit of your body will I set upon thy throne. Oh, I want to listen. I want to incline my ear. I want to listen to what this man has to say about my God. I do know this from the earliest dates. While David was keeping his father's sheep on the hillside, from that earliest time until the end of his life as the king of Israel, David had 2 books. 2 books that he loved. Two books which he studied. Two books which revealed to him the glory of God Almighty. And the author of those two books was his Heavenly Father. And you know what they are? It's the World Book. The Book of Creation. Called by some the Outer Court. And the second book is the Word Book. The Word of the Lord is perfect. The Word Book. The doctrine of God. The Scriptures. The inner court. That's what David studied. He studied the outer court. Creation. And he studied the inner book. The Word of God. And he found in those two books the will of God, the wisdom of God, the majesty of God, and the glory of God. Look at these two verses. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens, creation, declares the glory of God. And his firmament, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Look at verse 7. The word of God, the law of God is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of God is sure, making wise the simple. Solomon wrote, this is so true, of the making of many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. But I'll tell you, like David, the seeker of the Lord, the person to whom God is pleased for him to lay hold of eternal life, to the children of God, these two books we cherish, we study, and we never find a weariness in those two books. And we never find them to be tiresome. Read that first verse again. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And I know this, if every preacher in the world would be quiet and be still, and every music instrument be laid aside, and every choir stop singing, and no human voice would ever be heard, the heavens would loudly and clearly declare the name of God. The trees would wave their arms and their branches. The birds would chirp his praise. The wind and the waves and all the angels of glory would shout, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sun, the moon, stars declare the glory of God. They speak loud and clear of his glory before man was ever created. During the French Revolution, there was a pagan general whose name was Jean Bon André. And he declared during the course of that revolution, we'll pull down all the churches. We'll pull down all the steeples and all the temples and all the places of worship. And then people will have no object to remind them of their religious superstition. But a simple believer made this observation. How will you pull down the stars? How will you pull down the moon? How will you pull down the sun? They all declare his glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament his handiwork. Listen to verse 2. David said, day unto day, uttereth speech. Day unto day, each day praises God. Where one day leaves off, the next day takes up the message. Day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalm 118 says, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we'll rejoice and be glad therein. Colossians 1 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he's before all things, and by him they all consist. Day unto day, day unto day, utter speech, praising God. And night unto night, showeth the knowledge of God. The day says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. But the night also says, even the night shall be light about thee. The day says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. But the night says, the darkness hideth not from thee. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Same message, whether it be by day or by night. It's the glory of God. It's the praise of God. Charles Spurgeon was engaged to speak at a certain place one evening, and he happened to be late getting there. And so his grandfather, I've told you about his grandfather in another message here, his grandfather, realizing that Charles had not arrived yet, he stood up, called the people to order, and began to preach. He began to preach from Romans chapter 3. After a while, Mr. Spurgeon arrived, came in and sat down. And the old man turned to the young man. He said, son, I'm preaching today from Romans 3:19. Now, would you please stand and come up here and take up the message where I left off in verse 20? Spurgeon got up and preached. Same message, different messenger. And that's what this book is declaring. Whether it be by day or by night, it's the praise of the Lord. Watch this, verse 3. There is no speech. There is no language. There is no dialect where the voice of God is not heard by day and by night. There is no speech. There is no language. Tell me there's thousands of languages and thousands of dialects, but there's not one where the voice of God is not heard. The voice of creation, the voice of God, the voice with his message, with his majesty, with his truth, is not just directed to the ear. The voice of God is directed to the eye and to the heart. Creation and conscience have the same message. Remarkable. There is no speech, there's no language, there's no dialect, for the voice of God is not heard. Every creature has heard the voice of God. Creation and conscience render all without excuse. Not just the ear, but the eye and the conscience. Let me show you that. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Let's read verses 18, 19, and 20. Romans 1. Verse 18. Listen now. What am I saying? I'm saying that the voice of God is heard by every creature, not just with the ear, but with the conscience, the creation, the heart. Now watch this. Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, to them, for God has showed it to them. How did God show it to them? For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood of the things that are made, even His eternal power, His eternal Godhead, so they're without excuse. They're without excuse. Men are not to be pitied, they're to be blamed. That's what He says here. That which may be known of God is manifested in conscience, in heart, by creation. Let me show you another scripture. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Romans chapter 2, verse 14. For when the Gentiles, the pagans, the heathen, which have not the law, they don't have thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, the laws of Moses, the ceremonies, the rituals, they have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law. These having not the law are law in themselves, to themselves, conscience, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. Who wrote it? God wrote it. Their conscience also bearing witness, their thoughts the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. In the day God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. There's not a speech, there's not a language, there's not a dialect where the voice of God is not heard. By the heart, by the conscience, by the person. That's right. Look at verse 4. Their line, that is their direction, their way, their voice. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the outer court preachers. We're talking about creation. We're talking about the things of God that are manifested to all of Him. Their voice is gone out through the whole earth. And their words to the end of the world. Their words to the end of the world. Prophets, apostles, and preachers have preached to many people. By God's grace, I've preached to many people. But there is not a creature on this earth who has not heard the voice of creation and conscience. They haven't heard my voice, but they've heard the outer court preachers, creation, conscience. Everybody's heard the voice. Their line, their voice has gone through the whole earth, to the end of the earth. Well, where's their sanctuary? The universe, God's creation. These outer court preachers preach to the universe. Where's their congregation? Every creature. Always assembled in His presence. Where's their pulpit? The hills and the mountains and the valleys. What's their subject? Always the greater glory of God. That's what they declare. I flub up and slip up and fall out so much trying to preach. He always preaches the truth. Glory to God. Well, what's the result? That at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. And every tongue's going to confess that He's Lord. Every creature. every knee shall bow in heaven, earth, and under the earth. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'd be glad to see that day, won't you? Oh my. Jesus Christ is Lord. The outer court preachers. Verse 4, listen. Sit still now, real still, and listen to me. Brother Muse. I met Brother Muse. He pastored in Louisville, Kentucky for a long time. Died in 1954, but dear friend of mine, and when he was an older man, that's when I met him, and he'd always say, now, you listen to Brother News. And he meant for everybody to tune in. And you listen to Brother Mayhem. Now, I'm old enough to say that. You listen to Brother Mayhem. You listen to me now. I'm going to tell you something. Read that verse 4 again. Their voice, these outer court preachers, their voice is gone out through the whole, through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Now watch this. In them, in this universe, in this creation, God has set a tabernacle for the Son, which is as a bridegroom coming out of this chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. And his going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and in nothing hid from the heat thereof. What's that talking about, preacher? Well, number one, the Son, S-U-E, the Son is the center point of all creation. The Son is the central figure of all creation. The Son, S-U-N, is the great one. The Son is the fountain of life. Without the Son, there is no life. This is a picture of Christ. That's Christ here. What is the central figure of the universe? Christ Jesus. What is the center point of all that God Almighty has purposed, planned, and promised, and ordered? Christ Jesus. This one is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, S-O-E. Righteousness. Unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness be revealed, and shall arise with healing in his wings. All things that God Almighty has made, He has made a tabernacle for the Son. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the Son. S-O-N. The Son is the true tabernacle. God Almighty, listen to this. God Almighty has made a stage. God Almighty has created a theater of glory. God Almighty has created a showplace to manifest His Son. This is my beloved Son. Hear Him. Don't forget that. That's what He said. This is my beloved Son. This is the Son of my love. Hear Him. Hear Him. For He says in verse 5, He is a bridegroom coming out of His chamber. You know, nowadays we focus on this bride, not there. It's the bridegroom. The bridegroom. He cometh forth as a bridegroom to take His church, His bride, for the marriage of the Lamb. That's what it's all coming down to. Turn to Revelation chapter 19. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Revelation 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. This is it. This is it. As a bridegroom, verse 5, look at that verse again. Psalm 19, verse 5, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man, a mighty man. He walks. And we, everyone rejoices in this strong warrior who finished the course. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. Thou hast given me power over all flesh. I have finished the work. He's come forth as a strong man who completed the race. Look at verse 6. And his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuits unto the end of it. His going forth is forever. He declares the end from the beginning. And watch this now. And there's nothing hidden from the heat thereof. What's that saying, preacher? It's summing up this whole thing. There's none who believe on Christ that shall be denied the warmth of the Son. There's nothing, none who believe on the Son, who love His name, love His word, that will be denied the comfort His love and compassion. Nothing's hid from the heat thereof, from the warmth of His love and His grace. Now, wait a minute. There's none who do not believe on Him, who do not love the Son, who do not rest in the Son. There's none of them who do not believe on Him that shall escape the heat of it, the wrath of the Lamb. Isaac Watts says, The heavens declare thy glory, Lord. In every star thy wisdom shines. But when I behold your precious word, I read your name in every line. The rolling sun, the changing light, day and night thy power confess. But oh, the blessed word thou hast writ reveals thy justice and thy grace. Start with verse 7. Here's the word book. We're talking about the world book. Creation. All that God has made. None can be excused. They're without excuse. Now what's the word book? The law of the Lord, the word of the Lord is perfect. It'll convert my soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, and they rejoice my heart. Don't you hear? The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. Oh, how we love His word. And how we do not fully understand, but we love His judgments. We thank God for His word. Precious and wonderful. But we also thank God for His good providence He does all things well. My mother taught me a lesson one day when I was a teenager. My mother took me to the doctor. I had some stomach problems, and she took me to the doctor, and he prescribed a big pill. I call it a horse pill. Well, big pills for me. So we took it home, and my mother got the pill out, and she handed it to me, and she said, "Swallow this." Well, instead of swallowing it, I rolled it around on my tongue for a little while. And then I began to chew it. I'll never forget that. That's worse than black draw for castor oil. My, how bitter. I spit it out. And she said, "I told you to swallow it, not chew it." You understand that? I do now. And I say this to you and to me. The ways of God, His judgments, are mysterious. They're right, they're true, and they're good. But whatever you do, don't question His judgments. Don't question His right designs and providence. Don't debate them. Don't start asking questions about them. Don't doubt them. Just swallow. Just swallow. Now you can chew on His promises all day. You can chew on the promises of God and the mercies of God and the grace of God. But let me tell you something. His judgments no man can understand. He doesn't reveal those things unto us. So a wise man knows when to swallow and when to chew. Romans 8:28, "For we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. And whom He did predestinate, He called. Whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He glorified." What do we say to these things? I got nothing to say. Except, if God be for me, who can be against me? I just swallow it. Believe it. And someday, He'll reveal all these things to me. All these things I don't understand. And so mysterious and so wonderful, but so mysterious. So God-like. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. Just trust Him for His grace. Behind the frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. So ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and will break with blessings on your head. I want us to turn in our hymn books for closing hymn. "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, who laid for your help in His excellent word." That's where it is. The world book and His book. That's all I need. 268. 268.